Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? It's a busy, busy week. We have a lot to talk about today. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us. And among the things we will discuss, tonight's four-hour AEW Fyter Fest show. 4 hours. Yes. And I've been told that the show is being broken down into two parts. So if you're recording it or however, one of them may show up as a Dynamite. The second 2 hours may show up as a Collision. So just if you're planning to record it or watch it later, one way or the other, if you have a VCR or something, make sure that you you check your listings to find out exactly how it's going to air on your particular device. I'm just going to watch it on Max. So I presume it's just going to go straight through, but I guess we'll see. Got a bunch of shows coming up as well, including a very busy weekend. And then we got some news. Person accused of stalking Liv Morgan has reportedly been arrested. That's obviously good news. We got SmackDown numbers. I'll mention for like 2 seconds the Raw numbers, but Raw's just, I don't think we're going to spend a lot of time on Raw numbers because I don't think anybody knows anything about anything. It's just too difficult to try and figure out what these actual numbers are. A lot of different formulas and such, and some disagreements, and quite frankly, they really just don't make a lot of sense. So we'll talk about Lillian Garcia showing up for Worlds Collide. We got a Worlds Collide lineup. There's been a change. If you're a fan of Impact, there's going to be replays on YouTube coming up this summer and plenty more. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler joining us here today. And it's Wednesday, everybody. That means at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it's After Dark Radio again. And we have no guest here today. But I got a lot I got to talk about because I just read a study about chimps. Yeah, and it absolutely, I swear to God, it blew my mind. But I'm saving it for After Dark today. I actually couldn't believe what I was reading. But that's on After Dark. Yeah, we're going to talk about Bigfoot today. Among many, many other things.
Brian, I got a great idea for a show.
What's that?
On After Dark, a topic. A couple topics, actually. We should watch the National Geographic that recreated Nessie Amun's voice.
God,
and
just
do a
stop.
Review. Do just a stop. Review.
What we need to do is we need to do a show where you talk about the Clown Hotel.
Okay.
And then we need to go to the Clown Hotel and then do another show after that.
I agree. I concur. I was actually looking at the Clown Motel today online. I'll send you a few pictures.
Why don't you tell everybody what it is?
Exorcist room. It's a creepy clown motel. Every single room is clown themed. It's haunted. But this is in the middle of the Nevada desert. We've talked about going there before. But even more haunted is actually the Mitzpah Hotel, which I believe they're about to do some ghost research or investigation on. So, hey, there's a lot of stuff going on in Tonopah, Nevada.
Yeah, what's with this Tonopah?
Maybe I'll go check it out and I'll let you know. Oh, they got a great brewery. I know that.
We need to do a show one of these days where you tell us about your experience at that clown motel.
I got to do some more research.
All right, fine. Well, I got enough to talk about here today, I hope. But if not, you'll be able to email me, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. I want your weird stories. We had a really good one, actually, last week. This guy was talking about how there was this weird place, but to get there, you had to go across three bridges. But the story was you went across three bridges to get there, but when you drove back, you would go over four bridges. And nobody could figure out, how is it three bridges to get there, but when you come back the same way, there's four bridges. And he said that him and his buddies used to drive there, and when they came back, there was an extra bridge. That's the kind of stories I like. Why would you make something like that up? That's a good one. So anyway, send me your stories, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. And Dr. Roxo85 here says, I worked with a murderer. Does that count? Yes, of course! Send me that story immediately. I want to read it on the air. That's really I just want a bizarre story. It doesn't even be paranormal. Just send me some story that, like, you worked with a murderer?
I heard a bizarre story at the open of this show. Did you say there's 4 hours of AEW on
tonight?
Where
have you been, dude? Tonight is AEW Fighter Fest. It is a four-hour show. Yeah. Tonight on television, 4 hours of AEW. And because I think Tony Khan likes to troll me, I think we've got like this relationship where, you know, I'll say something he doesn't like and then he'll troll me. We still have nothing new announced that we didn't have like days ago. So the lineup thus far is Kenny Omega, Máscara Dorada, Claudio, and Brody King for the AEW International title. John Moxley and Mark Briscoe with nothing on the line. FTR versus Atlantis and Templario. Tony Storm, Mina Shirakawa versus Sky Blue and Julia Hart. Rush, Drillistico, and Mortos versus Commander Kevin Knight and Speedball Bailey. And then Tech Lazar in-ring debut and the Hurt Syndicate speaks. So that's all we have announced for 4 hours of programming. And I'm sure that they'll announce a bunch of stuff in the next 4 hours or so, right before the show starts. That I'll watch the show and not have any idea it happened. But that's the lineup so far.
I mean, it's 6 matches, you know.
It's a four-hour show.
And some of them are going to get some time.
I'm sure some of them will. But
yeah, I mean, Moxley,
I'm sure they're going to add like four other matches. One of them will probably be like some Will Ospreay versus Kenny Omega match or something. It'll be like, what? What's that doing on the show? But anyway.
Probably
hey,
Ishii, some Ishii and Brody King against Gates of Agony.
Tony, if you're listening, or if any of the sickos are listening and you're already irritated that I said something negative about AEW or critical, just wait until I get to this NXT report. This show set me off. Like, I need this Thursday Brian and Vinny show so I can give my unfiltered thoughts on this show. I was hot watching this freaking NXT show, which I actually like most of the time, but man, they made me mad this week. Anyway, a person of stalking Liv Morgan reportedly arrested outside of the Performance Center recently. NXT with Najee, that's the Twitter handle, host of the Whip podcast and a regular attendee of WWE NXT events, posted about the situation Tuesday evening, noting someone had been taken into custody and bags of evidence had been collected. Sean Sapp reported WWE contacted authorities. He says Liv Morgan's stalker was arrested. WWE has been made aware of the situation, called in authorities. Further details not available. So, there you go, man. She also, there's been, if you've been watching the WWE shows, especially like that SmackDown show, one face exploding after another. Same with last week's Dynamite. You can add Liv Morgan, who's got this giant gash on her head after Raw Monday. So everybody's head. Let's take care of ourselves. Crying out loud.
Nothing's going to be better than the Chelsea Green one, though. I mean, like, the entire circumstance around it. The botched 619, and then they're like, okay, let me get it in anyways, and just kicked her right in the face.
That's like one of those things where I mean, obviously she's making a lot of money, but that's enough to make me want to quit. When you get hurt on a spot that looked that bad, it's like, what am I doing? Golly, it was brutal. Absolutely brutal, that spot. Tell us about Jeff Cannonball. What's the update?
Well, the update. Let me read from Jeff Cannonball's Instagram, actually. Jeff Cannonball, he's been in MLW. He's been on the independent scene for a while. Had some great, great, disgusting soda reviews that he was doing on social media. But let me read from his Twitter here, unfortunately. Hey, everybody. As you may know, I've been dealing with some health stuff. Well, after a year of misdiagnosis, doctors being unsure, and nonstop tests, they figured me out. Unfortunately, last week I was diagnosed with ALS. It absolutely sucks, and I've been a bit of a wreck, but my family and very few friends I've told have been extremely supportive. I could also not have a better wife to stand by my side through this garbage than Sam, who is former independent wrestler Tara Calloway. It sucks, but we're keeping our heads up and not letting this disease suck the joy out of life. F. Lou and his Yankees.
Wow.
So, man, yeah, still hating on the Yankees. So, yeah, unfortunate news. I mean, Lou Gehrig's disease, probably one of the worst things you could be diagnosed with. In some good news, it has been reported, I guess if there is any good news, that of all people, Mark Cuban today donated $10,000 to Cannonball's GoFundMe.
Wow.
So,
well, can you, why don't you tweet the link and then I'll retweet it and then we can all retweet it.
Yeah, I'll go do that right now.
The GoFundMe link. All the best to Jeff Cannonball. That's a tough one. We've got a couple of notes here. SmackDown on Friday, 1.383 million viewers and a 0.34. So, you know, normal numbers, which also is why I'm a little... I remain strongly skeptical of these Raw numbers that we're getting because, you know, according to these formulas, Raw just keeps falling and falling and falling and falling. And, I mean, there's, like, no evidence that WWE is in any sort of decline. The SmackDown numbers are stable. The NXT numbers are stable. It doesn't make any sense that Raw's down here doing, what did Dave state here? 937,000 viewers for Raw, same day. I mean... It makes absolutely no, and even Dave says it makes absolutely no sense. So I think that we should probably just throw out Netflix numbers until they can figure out what's going on. And I got a lot of questions too about, you know, the percentage of live versus taped and all that. I mean, I think it's just weird. So anyway, that's all I'm going to say about Raw. And we got more news after the break. We'll take some text message questions. Got questions for me or Tom? 425-780-7566. And we'll do NXT after the break here as well. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom, you're asking me if there's any books on mysterious creatures. You kidding me? God. Only about 350,000 on Amazon.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll get to it right after I read Ballyhoo.
Cryptozoology A to Z. Lake monsters. Encyclopedia, Tom, of lake monsters, Sasquatch, Chupacabras, right. Other authentic mysteries, it says, of nature. But Lauren Coleman, he's actually got a cryptozoology museum in Maine. So he knows his stuff.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. He knows his stuff, brother.
Cool.
All right. We retweeted the Jeff Cannonball, both Filthy Tom and I. So.
Yes.
What is this?
If you can outbid Mark Cuban, please.
Okay,
do it.
So important note for AW on Max viewers regarding Fyter Fest. This is from Rich on Blue Sky. He says, if you watch live on Max, the event will be one continuous four-hour stream. If you watch the replay, the June 4th Dynamite replay will end, and you will then need to load up the June 4th Collision replay to see the second half of Fyter Fest. So there you go. They're basically, it's two separate shows, but they're calling it Fyter Fest, and it's an uninterrupted 4 hours if you're watching the thing. There are so many things distracting me when I look at the chat here. Yeah, this is a good question. Derpy Dodo 82. He says, we have no idea what is considered a late view. If I tune in 2 minutes after the show starts, am I considered a live viewer? That's the thing. It's like, when Dave does his breakdown, it's like, Netflix claims only 10% of people are watching live, and he doesn't believe that. And it's like, okay, that does seem unusual that only 10% would watch live. But my question, which is the same as Derpy Dodo here, is what does that mean, live? If I turn on a show, what is that? You have bees in your house? What's that noise?
I have no clue what you're hearing.
Well, a buzz. I asked about bees.
No, there's not a random buzz that just started.
You may have to reconnect, brother.
All right.
Yeah, reconnect. There's a weird noise. But anyway, so the point is, if I tune into something that's live, but I tune in a minute late, okay? And actually, it's the same thing on Twitch or if you're watching on YouTube. It's like you're watching it at the same time that it airs, but you're 2 minutes behind or whatever, or 10 minutes behind. And so you have the option of clicking the deal that goes, watch live. Okay? So that's the question. Like, is live actually live? Or is live, hey, you know, the show started at, 8 Eastern, but it took me a few minutes to load up my whatever, and so I'm watching at 8:02. And so I'm watching the entire show 2 minutes late. I mean, is that considered watching live? Or is that considered on delay? Yeah, something's messed up with your thing. We'll just deal with it today. That's annoying.
You want me to connect another channel?
Yeah, try connecting another channel. See if that works. Just trying to make life easy for everybody. So, yeah, I got a lot of questions about this whole thing. All right, we're going to talk about NXT in a while. But what I want to do is maybe I'll wait for Tom. I'll wait for Tom for this one. Impact tomorrow. Moose versus Eric Young, Rosemary versus Zaya Brookside, Heather and M by Elegance versus Harley Hudson and Myra Grace, Nick Ryan and Frankie Kazarian, the Nemeths, against Mike Santana, Matt Hardy and Leon Slater, and the return of Joe Hendry. That is tomorrow. Tom's desperately trying to figure out how to connect this thing. Against All Odds Friday, it will in fact be Trick Williams versus The Drifter for the TNA title. Trick Williams versus The Drifter. Masha Slamovich against Lei Ying Li. The Nemesis against The Rascal. Steve Macklin versus Mance Warner. Santino versus Robert Stone. Winner becomes the Director of Authority. And Joe Hendry versus Frankie Kazarian. That is the story. And there's also a change to the World's Collide show. It's actually going to be Dragon Lee, Cruz del Toro, and Lince Dorado versus Aerostar, Octagon Jr., and Mr. Iguana. Because Joaquin Wilde was doing a match on Raw Monday with Lexus King, like a dark match or something, and he got knocked out. And so he said he was fine, but, you know, they're careful with those things these days, so he's not being allowed to work Worlds Collide, and he will be replaced in that match. Also got Vikingo versus Chad Gable for the Mega title, Ethan Page, Javon, Ray Phoenix, and Laredo Kid for the North American title. Stephanie and Lola versus Cheek, Tormenta, and Dalis. I guess you're back on that channel?
Yeah. Is there any better?
No, but here's what I want you to do. Unplug the mic from the unplug the cable from the mic and the box, and then plug it all back in. See if that helps.
Okay. By the way, Joaquin Wilde was wrestling Lexus King on Speed.
Oh, Speed. You're right. Sorry.
That's what happened.
Yeah. All right.
Also, how cool was it to know Mr. Cole, or I'm sorry, Michael Cole, big Mr. Iguana fan?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that one. All right, unplug all those cables and plug them back in. Yeah, we had a question about all of this, which has actually been asked a few days in a row by any chance El Grande Americano wins Money in the Bank and cashes it on Vikingo later this year? Is this a ridiculous question? Yes, I would say it's a ridiculous question. I mean, I don't think we're having the briefcase cash in for a AAA title. I mean, what we're going to be dealing with here is whoever's going to win is going to cash it in for the world title. And Michael says here, turn it off, wait 30 seconds, plug it back in. You know how often that actually works? There's a reason that that is the common, whatever you call it, the common solution to these problems. All right, let's do a couple of mailbag questions here. Can you get a shot of Tom's eyeball dancing around there? What is he doing? Is he dancing? Dear God. All right, let's do some of the text message questions here. Would you stop? He's doing it on purpose. An idiot. That was Tom not swollen by fighting with so many bees. They're avoiding that big eyeball is what's happening. That's bizarre. Let's see. What's the update on Jordan Grace? Is she moving up to the main roster now? I asked since she did make an appearance last night on NXT confronting JC Jane. You back?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's fixed. Look at that.
Look at that.
I was being ridiculed for the idea of unplug it and plug it back in, and look at that. Solve the problem.
Well, I also added something to it. Fail-proof. You blow in it.
Yeah, see? It works.
Blew in the hole, unplugged it.
Yep.
Ready to go.
I heard you're not. Anyway. Jordan Grace, I presume, is moving up to the main roster soon. May not be imminently, but, you know, they got to make room for people because Mariah May is in now, as we'll get to as we review NXT. You know, listen, we only got 2 minutes, and I won't have time to really explode here, so I can do it on Thursday on the Brian and Vinny show. But last night, I get it, okay? I get it. You're trying to counter-program against Dynamite with this Evolve show. You want people to watch Evolve. All right, that's cool. But guess what? We're not watching it now. Most people aren't watching it. Can you identify these people that show up from Evolve? I was losing my mind last night when they brought in, who are those geeks? What do they call them? The Legacy Project?
The Vanity Project.
Vanity Project?
Swipe yeah, right the Vanity. And Jackson Whoa. Drake?
They do this opening segment, and out comes, I just wrote here, out come the Vanity Project. It's the 14-year-old from Swipe Right and two buddies. They didn't identify. They just on the screen, they just wrote Vanity Project. I'm like, okay, what are their names? They don't mention their names. They're out there shooting an angle for a match later. I'm like, I got no idea who these guys are. And then when it was time for the actual match, it was like they again just put Vanity Project on the screen. So at that point, I'm like, all right, how long before they're verbally identified by the announcers? Well, Booker clearly had absolutely no idea also who any of these guys were. I don't think Corey Graves had any idea who they were because there were constant references to this young man, these Evolve stars. Like, they couldn't say a name. And then old Vic, my old buddy Vic, you know, then it's just like, okay, he mentioned Drake. Who's Drake? Does Drake have a first name? Who is this guy? Then later he mentions Smokes. I'm like, okay, is it Julius Smokes? I haven't seen that guy in a long time. Which guy
it
is Smokes? And then later we're told, oh, Brad, you know, he's on the apron. I'm like, well, which one is Brad? Turns out that's a 12-year-old guy. I was like, oh, my God. And then, of course, later, you know, Obafemi's on the screen. He's the champion. They put a graphic up for his name. You did this on purpose to irritate me. So congratulations. You win. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, I've calmed down.
Why?
Because I want to save it for Thursday. Hey, listen, there were things I liked on this show, but there's always things that irritate me as well, and that's one of my top irritations, is not identifying people and expecting that we're going to know the Evolve crew if we're watching NXT. Come on.
You know what irritates me is taking highly decorated athletes.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Giving them a different name.
Oh, my God. Especially when the gimmick is they're an Olympic gold medalist and they bring their Olympic medal to the ring.
They're wearing it in
God.
All the backstage promos.
Stupid. Anyway, Javon. And so apparently Laredo Kid in TNA is supposed to be just Laredo. But when he's here, he's Laredo Kid.
You mean AAA?
I was told in TNA, because he was done TNA stuff, too. Has he? That's what I was told.
Yeah, but...
Okay. Well, apparently there he's just Laredo.
Is he a TNA guy who's also wrestling for AAA, and they're... Whatever.
Anyway, Ethan Page comes out, and this is where they set up that deal with Sean Legacy and The Vanity Project. So, yeah. Chase, you face Dark State. And the story here was that Andre Chase didn't want this match, and his two idiot friends convinced him to do it. And he never tagged in once. We never saw him in the ring a single time. They just destroyed these other two geeks and won. And it was kind of just there. Nobody stood out. It was just a match. And then old Ava tells Legacy, Laredo, and whoever else to find a third person to face Vanity Project. Isn't that your job, Ava? No. Just helps him to find another person. We had Trick cutting a promo about the main event. We had a segment with all of the women backstage, none of whom were identified. Tyra's there talking about her gold medal. Ariana steps up, and they sign a match with these two for later. I'll get to that. Maybe I didn't like this show. Although I did like Charlie Dempsey and Miles Bourne in a rounds match. Although I do have the constant irritation that the entire second round of this rounds match was during a commercial break. And I don't want to hear about it. I know someone's going to defend it, but, you know, so I got to say that. UFC has been on national television for 20 years, and not one time in about 75,000 televised MMA shows have they ever had to do an entire round during a commercial break. You can work around commercials. They don't. So Dempsey got pinned in the first. Then he hit an illegal knee after the bell and got a pin in the second. And then in the fourth round, Miles hit his Randy Orton dropkick and got the win. And the place went wild. And in storyline, Miles is now free of Charlie Dempsey's group, but Charlie refused to shake his hand. So there's more to come here in this storyline. I thought this was a good match, aside from not seeing an entire round.
I thought it was cool that they all came out together, too, when they were introduced. It wasn't like they got separate entrances. It was no quarter catch crew, and they all had to walk out there as one. I thought it added to it.
Then we had the culling backstage, and all of a sudden, Izzy just laid out the Virgin with a chair shot. And Spears says, wait, we got a match tonight. And she says, no, I got it changed. It's next week, and it's just the two of you. This guy, this Virgin... He never committed to the culling, and if you're not committed, you're out. Sean Spears says, you're damn right. And so they left the Virgin for dead.
Mm.
And let me tell you, this particular week, I don't think that bodes well for that guy. Let me tell you. Then we add...
He's going to get his release one way or another.
Real Olympian with fake name Tyra Mae Steele versus Ariana Grace. I mean, it was okay, I guess. But, like, this is the debut on NXT of Tyra Mae Steele. And God bless her, but could you give her a worse opponent? I mean, Ariana is basically like a comedy character, not a very good worker, not a menacing figure at all. And she got heat on an Olympic gold medalist.
Kinda.
She got, I mean, this was not a squash, dude. It was not a squash.
Come on. I got the play-by-play right here for you.
Read it.
There was, well, these are all the moves that Tamara Mensah Stock did.
I don't care about that. Do the
play-by-play. Low single leg treetop finish. Russian two-on-one tie takedown. Rolling leg lace. Another sweep single leg. A Northern Light suplex.
None of this can beat Ariana Grace.
Ariana Grace put her in a front headlock like once. And then Tamara Mensah Stock clotheslined her a few times, threw her a couple more times.
No, Tamara May Steele.
Her. What?
Yeah. Why don't everyone Google Tyra May Steele gold medal, see what comes up, and then you'll be like, oh, it's fake. Okay. I got it.
Well, you know what? I thought she looked great. Just give her all the belts. Give her every title, the men's title, all of them. Have her wrestle Tavion Heights.
Be a good
for
match,
the NXT
actually.
Title. Yeah. She might win. I don't know. Depends on the rule set. Greco, obviously, you got to give the advantage to Heights, but you never know. Hey, maybe in freestyle she could pull it off.
And then we add the Santana promo for the main event, which was an excellent promo. Although, hey, you know, he said, I promised my daughter I was winning the title tonight, and I never break my promises to my little girl. I was like, he better win. Nope. Fatal Influence came out, and this was one of those segments where, you know, JC's talking about being champion, and so, again, who should jump the barricade but Lainey Reed?
Who is this?
I could not, for the life of me, with a gun to my head, tell you. I think she's in Evolve, but, like, she jumps the guardrail, starts doing a promo. I'm like, who are you? And then out comes Lola Vice.
She was doing a heel promo, too.
Lola Vice, Jordan, Jada, Kalani, Lash. And by the way, of all of them, Jada Parker got by far the biggest babyface pop, but they still push her as a heel. It's like every week, it's like, let's make Brian mad this week. Let's have her be a heel, but like we'll put her out in front of the people. And then the lights went out, and there was the unnamed Mariah May, who said the division had just gotten more glamorous. And the fact that she was never named, she's getting a new name, everybody. Maybe they'll give her the name Tamara Mensah Stock. Yeah. Then we had another dozen Evolve women watching on backstage and all yelling and screaming. And are you guys aware that at this point, and I'm not counting Roxanne, Julia, Stephanie, that all just got called up. At this moment right now, the NXT roster has, and this is not counting Evolve, it's not counting anyone coming down from the main roster, solely NXT talent, they have 24 women in the NXT women's division. I think SmackDown's got like 13. Raw's got like 17. 24 women on the NXT roster. And now that they're bringing in, you know, women from Evolve and
LFG.
Yeah, women come down from the main roster. I mean,
AAA.
They have so many women. These are televised women. 24 on their roster. Then we had, I swear to God, Vic Joseph is giving an update on Ricky Saints, and he tells us he has an issue with his larynx. That's what Vic said. We had Javon, Sean Legacy, and Laredo Kid versus Dragon Lee, Ethan Page, and the Vanity Project. Or, I'm sorry, Javon, Sean, Laredo, and Dragon Lee against Ethan and the Vanity Project. And it was fun enough because you had, like, the three vets on one side and the one vet on the other side. But, man, you could see that these Evolve guys are, they got a long way to go. Like, when they're doing just, like, a quick showcase match they practice at the Performance Center with other, you know, it's different. This was, you know, they did not have 2 weeks to go over this. It was like, we're doing this match. Here are the spots. We're going to carry you. Be ready. And they got a long way to go.
They had a long way to go. So did Dragon Lee on that suicide dive.
No, it was Laredo Kid that almost killed himself.
Oh.
But if you watch it, yeah, he got caught up in the ropes and everything. But also, you know, the 14-year-old, he was like 3 miles away. Like, even if it had gone off without a hitch, he was like so far out of position for that one. So anyway, there was a Destino finish. And, you know, everybody that was, you know, experienced
looked
good.
Project Dragon.
Yeah. We had Obafemi and Jasper Troy had a meeting. They're facing off next week. Sol and Zarya run into Tatum Paxley. And Izzy Dame walks up to try to recruit Tatum. Every single one of these women who we see every single week, they all had a graphic. But not
Brad Baylor,
those other three
Jackson
guys.
Drake.
Yeah, or the lady that came out of the crowd. Who in
smokes.
God's name is that lady? Tony D's on the phone. Luca shows up. And, you know, they're doing their thing. I did not like this show now that I think about it. Tony D is he's a good actor doing what he needs to do for his character. But Luca is not. And so the problem is they're acting opposite each other. So Luca looks even worse than he actually is as an actor. And this was just not all that good. Then the main event was Trick Williams and Santana. And this was the best thing on the show. The heat was... Actually, I'll say for like the whole show, whatever you want to say about the actual building, I mean, this crowd was hot from start to finish for every match, for every story, for everything. And they were going wild for this match. And they loved Santana, even though he's trying to win the TNA title from an NXT guy. And, you know, Vic cannot figure out why he's so over. You know, Corey's trying to explain, you know, we're in Orlando. There's something else that happens and has happened in Orlando. Vic does not get it. Plus, the guy's a babyface and Trick's a heel. But anyway, they had a good match. Santana looked great, and then we add the finish, which is Santana's making his comeback, and Trick goes outside, and the Drifter's in the crowd, and so Trick grabs the Drifter's guitar and he smashes it. So the Drifter's mad, and the ref is distracted. This allows, I swear to God, Casey Navarro and the former Top Dolla. Top Dolla is back in NXT, and he ends up chokeslamming Santana into the announce table. They throw him in the ring. Trick hits two trick shots and gets the pin. And so, yes, you know, Santana's got a mountain to climb to win the title. And this Friday at the pay-per-view, it is Trick Williams versus The Drifter for the TNA World Heavyweight title. I mean, golly, we grew up in this era where WWF was an island. Never mentioned other promotions. It started to get weird when, like, they brought in, like, the Memphis Tag Team Champions or whatever. But, like, forever, it was like you never mentioned the other companies. You never acknowledge anything else. And now here we are. We've got, like, Top Dolla and Casey Navarro. The freaking Drifter is in NXT. We got Trick going to TNA pay-per-views to defend the TNA World title, which he just defended in the main event of NXT. I mean, it is so bizarre. This
Brian,
wrestling world is so bizarre now.
Don't forget Pagano in
yes.
WWE. There was a Pagano video package on Raw.
Hey, you know what? Not only do we have a video package with Pagano and Psycho Clown on Raw, but they had a video package for Vikingo that the Young Bucks were in on Raw. This is crazy. This is an exciting week. It's a long week and there's a lot of shows, but this is a very exciting week in wrestling. Back
right.
in a moment with more Observer Live.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Two things real quick. First off, as Tom noted during the break, and I think I actually wrote this last night in the report I did for my super followers on Twitter in the front page. Bro, every year, this prediction contest, it's funny because if you go on the chats or whatever or the anything, it's like people are always so cocky. Like, that'll never happen. Or this for sure. And, of course, I do it too. But, like, people are so certain that things aren't going to happen or are going to happen. Yet every year we do a prediction contest and nobody gets anything right. And then you look at a weekend like this and it's like, do you know how many people could have won the prediction contest if they would have predicted one thing that happened this week? Pagano's on Raw. The Young Bucks are on Raw. Trick Williams is going to defend the TNA title on NXT. The Drifter is going to show up with Top Dollar on the same night in the... Like, there's 1,000 of them, but nobody. Because the truth is always stranger than fiction. Which, by the way, After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Wow. And on the chat here, like, you know, every time I say, has anyone got a weird story, send it to me. There's always like a dozen people that will tweet or on the chat, they'll say, well, you know, this really bizarre thing happened. They'll explain, they'll go, I don't think that's weird enough for the show. Yeah, it is. If you had a weird story, send it. It may not seem weird to you, but these are really interesting to other people. So send them to me, brian@afterdarkradioshow.com. I got no guests today, so I need help, brothers. Send me some good stories for the show. And then there we go. What are you saying? You mumbled something.
I don't think I said anything.
You gonna go to that main cryptozoology museum?
Yeah, maybe. We'll check
you're
it out.
Gonna. We need to go live from the museum.
I need to compare you with the Orang Pendak.
You're a horrible person. We're out of here, everybody. See you at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, YouTube, and Twitch.